You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When Steve Hamilton's first book, A Cold Day in Paradise, was published in 1998, it introduced readers to the Detroit native's sharp prose and his beloved character, Alex McKnight. The novel was awarded both the Edgar and Seamus Awards for Best First Novel, propelling Hamilton to a place among the greats of contemporary crime fiction. This week, Steve Hamilton is traveling Michigan to promote his latest book in the Alex McKnight series, Dead Man Running. Writer and Stateside contributor Keith Taylor has this review.
I know I'm one of many readers across Michigan who's very happy to see mystery writer Steve Hamilton bring back our favorite detective, Alex McKnight. This new novel is called Dead Man Running. Although this is the 11th Alex McKnight volume, it's the first one Hamilton has released in 5 years. We can all understand how a writer might want to try some new characters, some new places, some new situations. But we have missed Alex. It is very good to have him back. Alex McKnight was a Detroit cop for 8 years, but he and his partner were shot one dark night in the city. The partner died, and McKnight was forced to retire with a bullet lodged next to his heart. His wife left him. Alex was just too gloomy to live with. His vision of the world was just too dark. He retreated to a cabin in the Upper Peninsula, just outside the village of Paradise on Whitefish Bay. He is an embittered man who still seems to have some hope for the other members of his species, despite ample evidence that we are all bent on destruction. Trouble continues to find Alex. Crimes seem to find him when he sits quietly in his favorite bar in Paradise or while he is plowing out the snow on the long driveway into his cabin. Hamilton has taken his detective all across the state, and the body count has mounted from the western UP to Detroit. In Dead Man Running, we start suddenly enough in the eastern UP and end very dramatically in a small summer cottage on one of the tiny, forgettable lakes north of Grand Rapids. But along the way, we go to Arizona and New Mexico, to Texas and Ohio. Everywhere, the bodies collect. The criminal in this novel is one of the worst McKnight has had to run to ground. His crimes are gruesome and perverted in ways even Alex McKnight can barely imagine. Our detective ends up more battered and bloodied than he's been in any of the other 10 books, but he survives. Alex has to survive. Hamilton knows what he's doing. Every chapter leaves us hanging. It seems as if every page opens a new plot twist. Those who know and love Alex McKnight will be shocked where some of those twists take us. I suspect those who don't know Alex will be left breathless. Don't start Steve Hamilton's Dead Man Running in the evening, or you might lose a night's sleep. On the other hand, the fatigue tomorrow will be absolutely worth it.
That was poet and writer Keith Taylor with that review of Dead Man Running.